When culture's angry rhetoric begins to ratchet up, what are Christians supposed to do?
Welcome to the podcast. Here's your host, Craig T. Owens.
Even if you just have a quick glance through the Gospels, you've probably noticed that Jesus had a tendency to rile up the religionists of the day. He didn't set out to do that. He wanted to speak the truth to them, but it got them upset. One great example is in Luke's Gospel. It says this, "The Pharisees and the teachers of the law were furious." The King James Version says that they were filled with madness. That's actually a pretty good definition. It's actually just one word there in the Greek. It's a word that's only used twice in all of the New Testament. But it means an anger that has boiled up without any thought to it. It's a thoughtless anger. It really becomes an irrational anger. It's very primal. It starts in our emotions, but then we have stopped our ears, we've shut down the thinking process, and we have just responded to what we're feeling in the moment, and we really let our emotions get carried away with us. Now, what got the religionists all upset here was that Jesus was not behaving the way that they thought that he should. They said, "We've got some ways that we just know that things are supposed to be done, in this case, on the Sabbath day." And Jesus said, "I'm going to do it like this." And they got furious. They had that irrational anger that just boiled up. And they said, "You're doing it wrong." What Jesus did was try to bring them back to a place of thinking. They asked him a question. They said, "What is it that you think that you're doing here?" And Jesus said, "Let me ask you a question. Can I take you back to the scriptures? Can I take you back to the beginning of this and listen to this part?" But unfortunately for them, their ears were stopped up. They were already had kind of formed their own opinion, and they were boiling mad, and they weren't going to listen to anything that Jesus had to say. Now, I told you that this word there that's translated filled with madness in the King James Version is only twice that word is used in the New Testament. The second time that it's used is when Paul is writing his second letter to his friend Timothy, and he begins to describe the last days. And he says, "Timothy, this is what you can expect in the last days." Let me read it for you. He says, "There will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God." And then at the end of this description of them, he describes them this way. He says, these men aren't going to get very far because he said their folly will be clear to everyone. And that word folly there is the same word that we read here in Luke's gospel, that irrational anger. They've gotten so filled up with the emotion of the moment that they're not thinking clearly. They're not thinking about the big picture. They're not thinking rationally. They're just responding to the emotion of the moment. So I started off at the beginning by asking you, how are Christians supposed to respond at this time? When the volume starts going up of the culture all around us, how do Christians respond at that moment? Well, I think Paul tells us a good phrase in Ephesians chapter 4 is to speak the truth in love. We have to have both. We have to love people enough to speak the truth to them. We can't speak it to them out of a sense of superiority. I know more than you, and so I want to share this with you. That kind of arrogant attitude is just going to throw some more fuel on the fire. We have to truly care about people. So the way that we truly care about them is, I think what something that James points out to us is that we have to listen more than we talk. In fact, James goes on to say that if we don't do that, if we start talking before we've truly listened, we ourselves are going to get angry. And then James says, and that anger that comes out is going to be an unrighteous anger. It's not going to bring about what God desires. So Solomon tells us in Proverbs chapter 26, he says this, "Do not answer a fool according to his folly." Don't respond emotion for emotion. Don't let them push your buttons and so that you respond with the exact same kind of irrational, emotional outburst. You have to step back to be able to thoughtfully respond to them. And that's why Peter tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3 that when we share the reason for the hope that we have, the reasons that we find in the scripture, that we want to speak those words respectfully and gently. Respectfully and gently. I like that idea of being gentle. Roger Parrott, in his book, Opportunity Leadership, he said this, "Remember, in times of chaos, respond with calmness. In times of hostility, respond with hope. In times of anger, respond with empathy. And in times of exhaustion, respond with listening." That's what we need to do. When the angry rhetoric begins to ratchet up, when the volume starts going up, when the emotion starts going up, we need to listen. We need to love the people. We need to take a deep breath. We need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us listen empathetically, to respond gently and respectfully, to be able to speak truth in love. Don't trade emotion for emotion, but speak quietly, speak gently the words of truth.
Contact Craig and keep up with his blog posts, books, and other videos at craigtowens.com.